USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Winter weather watches and warnings stretch from the West Coast to the Midwest as a powerful storm system bears down on millions. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz issuing emergency executive orders for his state.
They're telling us this could be a pretty serious storm, so we prepare accordingly. We're ready for it.
It comes as blizzard warnings dot much of southern Minnesota. President Biden says support for Ukraine to defend itself from Russian aggression is unwavering.
Putin no longer doubts the strength of our coalition, but he still doubts our conviction.
That's what President Biden declared from Warsaw, Poland earlier today. He added President Vladimir Putin suspended Russia's participation in a key global nuclear weapons treaty. He went, he drank the water in East Palestine, Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine says it's safe.
How do we know that? We know that because it has been tested. But we're going to continue to test.
This comes after a freight train with more than 50 cars derailed in the town earlier this month, spilling toxic chemicals and sparking a big fire. DeWine also called on Congress to address loopholes that allow the train operated by Norfolk Southern to enter Ohio without notification of the toxic chemicals that it was hauling. The Biden administration's out with a new immigration policy seeking to limit asylum. In order to seek asylum now, illegal immigrants must schedule a time to arrive at a port of entry. Illegal crossings dropped in January, but that is not stopping the governor of Texas from raising more red flags about it.
The governor says another surge is coming.
We have information about people who are in Central America right now.
Governor Greg Abbott has a message for those heading toward the U.S.
If you're coming toward the United States of America and you are thinking about making your border crossing in the state of Texas, you're picking the wrong state.
Last year, illegal immigration hit a high, and Abbott blames the Biden administration for rescinding many of the Trump-era policies. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
One day after President Biden stole away on a night train into the active war zone around Ukraine's capital city, a group of Republican lawmakers were in Kyiv meeting with President Zelensky. Congressman Mike McCaul reiterated there's bipartisan support for the war effort against Russia, but weapons delivery is a key concern of his.
The plan right now from the administration is just enough to bleed through the winter and spring, but not enough for victory. We need to give them enough for victory.
The Texas Republican who leads the House Foreign Affairs Committee praised President Zelensky, saying he has beat the odds in a battle that few thought they could sustain. The Supreme Court is considering a lawsuit that could fundamentally change internet law. The High Court heard arguments in Gonzalez versus Google. The case challenges a controversial law known as Section 230, which shields websites from being responsible for harmful user-generated content. CNN anchor Don Lemon will return to the network's morning show after controversial remarks about women and aging directed at Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley.
You want to tell me I'm past my prime? Hold my beer and watch this. Because I'm telling you, where we are going to take America is going to change all of that. And they know how hard I'll work, and they know how tough I am. Bring it. We're ready.
The news network's chairman announced Lemon agreed to participate in formal training and will appear Wednesday on CNN This Morning. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.